This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, now more than 307,000 deaths have been recorded resulting from COVID-19, while there are more than 4.5 million confirmed cases. In the United States, more than 87,000 people have died, and there are more than 1.4 million confirmed infections. A controversial anti-malarial drug is being given to U.S. veterans in VA hospitals, despite questions about its effectiveness against COVID-19. Despite concerns voiced by members of Congress and some veterans groups, the Department of Veterans Affairs says it has not discontinued the use of the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine on veterans with COVID-19, but now fewer of his patients are taking it. The response of Congress was obtained by the Associated Press. U.S. President Trump has heavily promoted hydroxychloroquine for months with no scientific evidence of its effectiveness. And the VA Secretary Robert Wilkie claimed without evidence that the drug had been shown to benefit younger veterans with COVID-19. A recent analysis of VA hospitals' data showed hundreds of veterans had taken it by early April. The Food and Drug Administration is giving new guidance to the White House with data suggesting a rapid COVID-19 test might be inaccurate. The White House has been giving the Abbott Laboratories test to President Trump and top staffers every day, and even featured the test in a Rose Garden display this week. But the FDA says it's looking at preliminary data that suggests the 15-minute test can miss virus cases and give false negatives. President Trump was asked if he has concerns about the questions regarding the accuracy of the quick COVID-19 test from Abbott Laboratories, and he said it's a great test, a very good test, and it could always be double-checked. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Blood tests that check for antibodies to the new coronavirus have for months been touted by governments and disease experts as a way to identify those who have immunity to the disease. But in response to that, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that was stated as a fact. Now it turns out maybe you're not immune if you had it. Maybe you have some immunity, but not total immunity. We're not sure. Now, he's not the only one who appears a bit frustrated about what, if any, assurance antibody tests provide. Many U.S. companies have told Reuters that they're now planning to use antibody tests as they prepare to reopen their doors, instead relying on face masks, temperature checks, social distancing, and other diagnostic measures to test workers. And now their decision comes as recent reports suggest it's too early to conclude that antibodies translate into immunity. China's National Health Commission has said that COVID-19 vaccines could complete their second phase clinical trials as early as July. Speaking at a news conference Friday, its vice minister said the trials so far have been successful. At the same conference, the NHC's Disease Control Bureau said that the risk of COVID-19 resurgence in China from so-called imported infections is controllable. China reported 4 new coronavirus cases on the mainland on May 14th, all of them locally transmitted. It has banned most foreigners from entering its borders since late March as the pandemic spread globally. The gruesome attack on an Afghan hospital Tuesday that hit a maternity ward is being blamed on Islamic State and not the Taliban. That is the assessment of the U.S. government for now. At least 24 people were killed in the attack on a hospital in Kabul, including 2 newborn babies. Some surviving babies were left without a mother. Originally, after the hospital attack and a separate suicide bombing in Nangarhar province that killed scores, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani ordered the military to switch to what he called offensive mode against the Taliban. The U.S. is saying, though, that it was the Islamic State trap to derail peace deal efforts with the Taliban, and it would be a setback to U.S. President Donald Trump's stalled plans to bring an end to America's longest war. The U.S. has renewed calls for Afghans to embrace a troubled peace push, but it's unclear whether declaring Islamic State responsible for the hospital's attack will be enough to reverse Kabul's government decision. Carrie Lam, the Beijing-backed leader of Hong Kong, ruled out Friday an independent inquiry into allegations of police brutality against pro-democracy protesters, though she did accept the watchdog's recommendations on tear gas and training. Months of often violent protests since mid-2019 against China's control of the former British colony ebbed during the coronavirus crisis, though arrests of activists in recent days have revived the frictions. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.